Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Today's episode is Reach Your Money Goals Faster with Expense Tracking Tools. Well, what is an expense tracking tool? Before we dive into those specifics, I want to talk about tracking versus budgeting. So I hear a lot of people say, I really struggle with budgeting. Well, what I think they really mean is they struggle with the second portion of it, which is actually tracking, right? Our budget is our plan. It's our estimated expenses for the month. Things we can control, things we, don't control. Things happen during the month and we try to stay on track and stay within the budget that we've created, but we don't have any crystal ball to tell us the future. We know what bills we have to pay, but as far as groceries and fuel, emergencies, those types of things, we don't have control. But having the means to track it, we better understand our spending habits. So it is important to have a tracking tool and a tracking tool that works for you. So first I want to state that you want to make sure you have money goals in your budget, right? Make sure that whether you're paying down debt or saving for down payment on a house or retirement or whatever it is, that those are in your budget so that you can track to make sure you're getting there. Tracking is a way of measuring your progress to your goals. It also helps you dig a little bit deeper, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the episode. So first, I want to talk about four different ways that you can track. We'll discuss them, and then we'll talk about who they're best for, how they can work for you, and how they serve you with your budget to lead you to your goals. So I have four methods. The very first one is what I call the manual method. So typically this requires you to, number one, keep receipts from your purchases, and then you either put it pen and paper, so a check register or into a spreadsheet, and you manually keep track of your expenses against either your bank balance or different category balances, however you are tracking. The second tracking method is a budget app. Again, it's not creating your budget. You have already done that framework, but this helps you track against it with your expenses throughout the month. So I have listed several. This is not exhaustive. These are usually apps you can have on your phone. So portability, accessibility is quick and easy. So you can choose to link it to your bank accounts or do manual entry. And if you have your phone with you at the time you make a purchase, the time you get gas or, eat out or whatever, you could do manual entry. This might be a little bit easier than remembering to keep your receipts and sitting down, two, three times a week to update your check register, update your spreadsheet, and make sure you're staying, within reason. So a budget app does have a little bit more availability and the two different options. So to name a few, The first one is YNAB, or you need a budget. Second one is good budget. Third one is every dollar. Fourth one is mint. Mint can be a little overkill for just tracking, but it's a great app nonetheless. A new one is an autosave. Also can link or do manual entry. And Honeydew, which is highly recognized if you are budgeting with a partner or a spouse, that you can both have access to the same information on Honeydew. And again, some of these do not link up to your bank account, and some do. If you choose to link up to your bank account, wait for the auto import. That's when you update your categories with your amounts and your expenses. Just know that there's going to be a delay, right? Obviously, it's not going to be in the moment. It may not even come through the next day on your, through your bank account. So you have to remember that you do have that delay and be aware of your spending prior to that. So maybe manual entry is best if you're somebody who spends a lot, likes that up to date. You can also, on those that have the auto import, you can still do manual. And once it comes through, it clears it off and makes sure that you didn't forget one, right? And it's like a double check. So that has a couple of different advantages. Another way to tracking method is just with bank accounts. So I use the word bank, you know, loosely because it could be credit union or high yield saving account, wherever. So you're going to use your bank accounts, and at a minimum, you're going to have three. You could have up to five. So you're going to have, on the three, you're going to have a bills account, a spending account, and a savings account. So you're going to have your money deposited into one of these accounts. You're going to have a plan to get it separated to the three. And then you're going to monitor, because you're going to make sure your bills are paid, right? But then your spending account, that you don't go over budget. You have that amount, you spend from it, and you can kind of just keep watch on that. Two other accounts you could add to that method would be a debt account. So all debt comes out of there, or maybe you save it until you can pay off debt. And then another one would be your emergency fund. Your emergency fund separate from your savings, because maybe your savings is for a goal and you need a separate one for your emergency funds. That one's a little more easier. You just have to watch your bank account. Simplicity is right there, but if you wanted to dive into the expenses, it does take a little bit more work. The fourth method is cash envelopes. So again, this one has a little bit to set up. You have auto pay for your bills or manual pay, and you keep those in the bank account with the checklist, and then everything else comes out in cash. When that cash runs out, you're out of money in that account, right? So that one's very simple. On the backside is that you've just got it right there. You know how much you have. You know when you run out. But it does take a little bit of setup. So again, those are the four tracking methods. You could do a hybrid. You can, you know, kind of massage them to make them work for you. But there's four different ways that you want to track. Again, like I said, I think a lot of individuals, when they say they struggle with the budgeting, that creating the budget isn't necessarily the biggest hurdle. It's being able to track all month long against that budget, right? It's that staying consistent, staying top on my expenses, making sure I'm recording them wherever I decide to record them, or that I'm checking into those certain accounts, you know, and being aware. So working with your money does involve a little bit of time, but developing the best system for you that works for you, that provides you, number one, the view that you need in the amount of time you want to spend so that you can track it to reach your goals. Ultimately, that is what we want. So how do you choose? How do you choose which tracking method? Here's a simple view on it. Hopefully this will help. If you are not a numbers nerd, I would choose bank accounts or cash envelopes. Again, a little bit of setup, making sure you have a flow of how that money is going in and out, where it's going to be. But once you get that done, there is not a lot of time, right? If you are not techie, so some of us older folks, you know, technology can get away from us. We are not as comfortable. We grew up with check registers. You can do that. Keep your receipts, use pen and paper, but you've got to make sure that you're writing them down and tallying that up often, right? So it takes another step. If you are a little techie, maybe not pen and paper, a little check register book, but maybe a spreadsheet, right? You can throw it into the spreadsheet. Use your categories if you want. Check register kind of limits you to, you know, your bank balance. But there are all good ways of tracking and keeping track of how much money you have. If you don't want to do manual entry, choose a budget app that will sync to your bank accounts and your credit cards. YNAB and AutoSave are two good suggestions. So if you don't care about the details, you just want to make sure you're not overspending, AutoSave is wonderful. It has a bills account, it has a credit card, and it doesn't let you use the credit card as credit. It's taking it right out of your bank balance, so you're not overgrowing that, and you can pay for it. But if you're somebody who likes to see details and you want to assign them to categories, then YNAB is the one that you want. Again, takes a little bit of setup, but then after that, it's at your fingertips. You always have your phone. Phones are so convenient nowadays, right? Log in, assign our transactions, know what we have to move forward. So as I said, tracking is the hurdle most individuals need to handle, take care of, and be able to get good at, to be able to get better with their money, right? The key is to find a tracking method that works for you. Do you want to spend a lot of time? Do you have a lot of knowledge in what you're working with? Now, there's going to be a learning curve with everything, but if you're not progressing through that learning curve, you're not seeing some progress, then it might be time to try a different one. See if you can find somebody who's used one before. They can help you set it up. You've got to find it for your style. Once you get it set up, try using it. If you don't like it, maybe you're spending too much time on it, then look at one of the other methods. Look at how you can simplify it, but still get the end result of being able to, number one, not overspend, right? Make sure you're reaching your goals. I had a client who said, we had set her up on pen and paper, you know, different categories. I said, you just need to keep track of it with your receipts. And then she had a credit card with Amazon, so she was going to have to do that. I think that it was just, she's like, I just don't want it to take that much time. I said, okay, how about a bank account, you know, with the three of them? And she's like, oh, I like that. And, you know, that worked for her. So trying one, maybe it won't work. Trying a different one for whatever reasons. But, you know, you've got to find something that works. Being able to track your expenses will help you reach your goals. It will help you reach financial freedom and financial security. There's three ways it does this. It keeps you on track for saving or paying down debt. It helps you identify any overspending areas, right? So maybe you like to overspend in one area, or it can be just a visual as costs have gone up, right? We've seen inflation the last several, you know, probably over a year now. And so then you actually get the reality of what it truly costs in that category for the way you are spending. And number three, tracking helps you dig deep into your expenses, meaning you're able to see it, right? See that the groceries are costing more, so you can't cut back on those. that you maybe are spending a little too much on your subscriptions or whatever, because the progress you're making towards your debt is good, but you want to get there quicker, right? If you make a couple of these adjustments here, you can just divert the cash flow to your debt. And once it's done, then you can divert it back. So being able to track gives you that picture to see where you're spending your money, how you're spending your money, and why you're spending your money. I saw a couple on Facebook, and they indicated that they were trying to keep their groceries under a certain amount for the month. That was how they were going to save money. And I thought, without knowing, right, my first thought was, well, have you tracked before? Do you know what it's costing you? Do you know you have room to, you know, cut back? So it's really important to, once you begin your journey of, you know, doing better with money, creating that budget and tracking it. Life is what it is. And when we set up a budget, we may not remember all those little things, right? 30, 31 days is a long time to remember those little expenses, or we see things go up for such things as like the house payment because of escrow insurance. But working with tracking, I believe you need to spend, you know, at least 3 months, assuming the system works for you, work for it for 3 months before you start making those adjustments. Make sure you're hitting those targets that you've laid out, right? Make sure that you have enough money in groceries, or that you are covering all of the little expenses, that you don't have something pop up. Sometimes things are on a quarterly expense and we don't see it every single month. So once you find a tracking method that works for you, use it for at least 3 months before you then start digging deep into your numbers to create cash flow that you can divert to your savings or your debt, or something different, right? It's just a visual of what we've got going on and what we really truly want from our money. So in conclusion, start using an expense tracking tool today. This will help you achieve your financial goals faster, and you will feel accomplished and you can see your results. So I challenge you to, if you have to, listen to this episode again, write down those methods, think through it, pick one that you think will work best for you. Remember, you know your style, you know how much time you want to spend, you know how much detail you want to sift through or you don't want to sift through, and then choose one and start working through it. Again, if it's an app, a budget app, there is going to be a learning curve. Hopefully you see progress. If you are seeing progress, just keep going. It's going to take a little bit of time. It's not going to happen overnight, but I know once you start tracking and get that solid, you will be able to move forward. I've been tracking with a budget app for about 5 years now. I spend 5 minutes every morning to just check in, see what transactions have come through, what it's standing, think about what time of the month it is, make sure bills are coming out as needed, and then I kind of move on. So mine's a daily thing, but it's simple and I've been running it for so long. So just know, the longer you use it, the better you will be at it, the easier it will be. If you're working at it 6 months down the road and you're still struggling, probably need to find another method. So this is something I help my clients with in long-term coaching, being able to identify and massage and create that money routine that you need to be successful. Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Do you have any questions from today's episode? Send me a message on Instagram. I'd love to help you gain more clarity around today's topic. Want more exclusive tips, trainings, and resources to help you hit your financial goals fast? Grab my free resource at elevatefinances.us/subscribe and join my free community to receive access to best tips, tools, and resources in your inbox weekly. And if you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track for retirement, Check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about one-on-one coaching.